Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again to another episode of Tiny Biscuits. Tom Callahan here with you, the Talking Puck podcast, in digestible format. Trying to keep it around 5 minutes apiece, covering one topic, and certainly welcome your feedback. I'm on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. Also, our new Talking Puck Discord. The link to join is in my Twitter bio. Feel free to join us. If you're not familiar with Discord, it's a great place to chat, share links, share media, your thoughts. We have all kinds of different topics. It's a growing community, and we would love you to be a part of it. All right, let's get right into it. In this particular episode, I was thinking about this. It's going to be an interesting trip for everyone heading into the return to play for the National Hockey League and, quite frankly, for every other sport that's out there as well. Everyone's going to be feeling it out, figuring it out as they go. What's going to be a tough choice is who do you put on your 52-man bubble? This is not just your roster, which will probably end up being 30 or 31 players-ish. So teams can max out at 23, then carry another 8 if they wish. So 31. And I expect most teams will end up doing that. So that's going to leave you just 21 other spaces to figure out who's coming in this 52-person bubble. Within that spot, you now have to figure out, are you going to carry an extra medical trainer? An extra equipment manager? Does someone, whether it's a PR person or a broadcaster, get left out, or an assistant GM or a player personnel coach or something along those lines? Who is it that won't make the cut? Because there's going to have to be somebody left off if someone's going to live within this bubble. And within that 21-person staff, you may not realize, but as someone who, you know, having been in the National Hockey League and traveled with the Nashville Predators, when you got on the plane to fly to the next game, the plane was pretty full. It wasn't only the players, but also the coaching staff. And then the broadcast crew would be on there in most cases. Some teams do not fly their broadcasters with the team, but the Predators did. Also, you've got your training staff, your equipment staff, and other people who might be going. There might be a rare case, but it happens sometimes, where you might be bringing a doctor, and I think that that's a more likely scenario with the pandemic going on now. Perhaps you want a little bit of a little extra medical personnel on hand. These are all tough choices for NHL teams. They're going to have to figure out who is in there and who is going to be the people that they bring along inside of that bubble. It's not going to be an easy cut down for anybody. And there will be staffers who get left behind. Again, we live in an age now where social media is huge, massive, and that is the way you get your messaging out. We all watch the games, or in this case especially, we'll all have to watch the games through either our television sets or handheld media, your mobile phone, your laptop, maybe your computer. I am one of those people who does enjoy using the NHL streaming package. I enjoy the options and the flexibility it gives me. That is the way to go for me. So when I do that, I am now looking for other ancillary media to back things up. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of watching video. I try to absorb as much information as I can, because when we have our discussions, whether it's on Sunday nights at 9 with the TV show for Talking Puck, or it's in these podcasts or on the Discord, wherever it is, I like to know as much as I can about what's going on. Are you, as a team, and your fan base is the same way. The fans are the same way. They want to know as much as they can about what's going on. Are you going to cut that person out of the loop? Obviously, the player health is more important, and the coaching is more important. But you also need, especially in this time, to serve the fans. I'm really curious to see how teams handle this, and I guarantee you we're going to see a couple of different formulas as far as the selection process of who does and who does not make it inside the bubble. Some teams may opt for an extra equipment manager. They may assign someone to the 8 skaters and the other duties that come through. Generally, each NHL team has 3 guys who handle the equipment role and a couple of trainers as well on the medical side. So if you, let's assume that's 6, so now you're up to 37. So now you're narrowing that even further down to that 52. You have a coaching staff that is generally minimum of 3, but often 5 people. Okay, so we've taken another 5 spots away. We're up to 42. Now it's just 10 people for the remaining spots in there. Who do you pick? Who's coming with you? There is another reason why I, as a member of the hockey media, am interested to see how this is going to work, and it's because I feel it will affect coverage going forward. What is allowed, what is considered, also what we may suddenly find has more importance in the digital realm. Not that hockey doesn't have things pretty well figured out. They've actually been a forerunner, I feel, in digital coverage for several years now. But this is a unique opportunity to maybe try a few new things as the game itself tries a few new things. And I believe that coverage evolution during the return to play during this pandemic is going to dictate what we as fans will see coming our way in the next several years. All right, that's it for this episode of Tiny Biscuits. Thanks for joining me. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Don't forget Talking Puck TV with myself and with Mike Haynes, former voice of the Avalanche. We're on at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer. Look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.